How's everyone doing? All good? All psyched? We should be excited. This is such a great safer. Psyched.
Yeah.
Scary. What's scary?
It's a
wonderful safer. Fantastic. It makes me happy. You should be like, really, this is like, you know, self-evaluation in any trait, in any field, is unbelievable. And if it helps us live a better life, a more complete life, it shouldn't be scary. It should be absolutely super fantastic, wonderful, exciting, joyful. I think this is joyful.
It's much more easy when you explain it. Just reading it by itself is kind of drier.
Okay.
Not as meaningful as when you explain it with your passion.
Aha.
And your little stories that make it come to life.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you. Okay, so we're ready to go? Perek Gimel, number 3. So, we had talked about Zahiris. And Zahiris means that to look over our lives, to analyze our lives, to be careful, not only on the day-in, day-out deeds we do, like what we did today, but the world views that we have, the habits that we have, the Weltanschauungs that we follow. Anyone know what Weltanschauung is? Nobody follows German?
Weltanschauung? Overall view of the world.
Worldview, right? Immanuel Kant, right? The worldview that we have. So how does a person be careful when we're doing this correctly? Because a person could invest themselves in a lifestyle, in an idea, or they could get used to something, whether it's as a spouse, as a parent, as a person, as a Jew. And you've been doing it for years, and it's not necessarily the best habit, necessarily the best worldview, and actually could be hurtful to what you actually want to accomplish. So he writes, lefakech al atzma, a person who wants to monitor themselves and look over themselves and analyze themselves in a healthy, happy way. Shtayim hen hashkafas hatzrich. So there's two general perspectives that the person needs. Ha'achas. Firstly, she's boinin. A person has to contemplate mahu atoiv ha'amiti. What's the true good? Sheyivchor bo ha'adam, that a person should choose. V'hara ha'amiti sheyanus mimenu. What's good? Not good objective. Everyone knows what's good and bad. What's good? Sheyivchor bo for the person. Right? All of us have certain things which trigger us in positive ways, and all of us have things that trigger us in negative. Moshe Rabbeinu had things that trigger him negatively. Everybody has things, negative triggers. So the first thing, if you want to be careful to be successful, you have to know what brings us up, what helps us, what betters us, and what brings us down. We have to have clarity what's really good for us and what's really negative for us. Right? And secondly, a person has to look over their deeds itself, right? So one is to know generally what's good and bad for them. That is in the deeds itself. We know that this act, right? Actually, I'm going to New York tomorrow, so I mentioned this. There are people, I grew up in Miami Beach, Florida. People go to Miami Beach, and for some people, it's really bad. They would go to Miami, and they would, you know, think they're in some faraway island, and their religiosity would go down. And other people would go to Miami, and they would reboot. You would see these people, they'd get strength. It's nice in the winter. New York's cold and dark and gloomy and snowy, and Miami's sunny. It's rejuvenating. They had a break. They spent family time. Put time into learning. So it could be some things are objectively bad, and some things are just how it fits into my thing, right? When sometimes you don't have a choice, so you have to, you know, dealing with your mother-in-law is difficult. Dealing with your father-in-law is difficult. Now, and there's the details in that, right? Dealing with a person is difficult. I'm not talking about my mother-in-law because I'm going to my mother-in-law tomorrow. Just happens to be, I'm going there. She's a very nice lady, right? But then is in the pratim, a person has to know to see, and how are we doing in these areas? One is to have a general idea. So is with application. V'zebeshas hamaisa, V'shelo b'shas ma'isa, this is when you're doing these things and you're not doing these things. B'shas ha'ma'isa, shelo yashum ma'isa, mibli shiyishko oso b'ma'aznei zos ha'yidia. You shouldn't do anything, ideally. Now, you say, you just mentioned scary, right? So scary to me is something that's unaccomplishable, right? What do I look at as scary? I look at a scary thing that I'm expected from me that I cannot do. That, to me, I view as scary, right? Something scary is something that it's not in my real or extraordinarily difficult to do. What's not scary is something we could do, right? Is that fair statement? Everyone agree with that? Right. So what is the goal? Maybe sometimes seems scary, but the application is for us at our level. So what we should do is think about things before we do it. Is it going to be a positive or a negative? Right? You're gonna when you're a parent and you're dealing with kids, you have to think when there's difficulties, what am I doing? Is it gonna make me closer or farther? When you're in marriage, right? People do things. Will this act be better or worse? Right? When you're taking a vacation, right? You're going to pick things. You think ahead of time, well, where am I going to go? What's the food situation going to be like? How am I going to get to Shul on Shabbos or this or that? Or my husband? A million things. A person thinks them out beforehand, right? A person can be more successful. And the more we're able to think things out, right, the better off and the more successful we'll be in accomplishing the things we want. Right, we want, everybody wants to be successful in life. Everyone wants to be happy. Everyone wants to have happy marriages. Everyone wants to have a good relationship with their children and successful situations. So you have to think out, well, what could I be doing instead of going with the punches? I just had a circumstance today. I had to deal with something. More of a sticky situation. And I had dealt with this thing before, and the people involved were really lousy people. Really, really lousy people, to be quite frank. And some of them were lawyers, which is why they were pretty lousy people. I had to deal with it because it was in best interest. So I think I could have been, emotionally, I wanted to kill them. Like literally kill them before I went on the phone. Okay, not literally kill them, but you know, I had I would have enjoyed being a little strong, and but I it wasn't my goal, right? My goal was to get something accomplished, right? So it's a property type thing with some different thing, you know. So my goal was to get something accomplished. I'm trying to think is before I made that call, before I dealt with it, I had my game plan of what I could be doing and how I'm doing. I didn't just call the people up and say, you incompetent, you know, or you know what you guys did last time, or you know this, you know. I thought about like what I wanted to do, right? Because if I didn't think about it, then I wouldn't be to whatever kind of successful, as successful. And so in life, what the goal says in the Ramchal is to think about things before we do it, to weigh them out. Is it beneficial? Is it not beneficial? Anytime you're heated, by the way, this is for sure true. Anytime a person is emotional, upset, heated, sad, anxious, and they're going to make a decision, they should, first of all, better intend not make any important decisions at that point because you're compromised. Right? Whenever you're mad, it's not a good thing to make a decision. Whenever you're sad, depressed, anxious, never a good idea to make any decision that's not necessary. But if you're going to have to deal with a situation, you don't always have a luxury of waiting. Right? You need to think out beforehand what's really important, what's really it is. Because if you don't, that's where people make critical errors. So to weigh things out. Right? Look over your deeds. One of the Baal Moshe says an unbelievable thing. Unbelievable. It's worth it to wake up today just to be reminded about this. And that is, when you mess up or you do something right, play it over in your head, right? If something goes wrong or something goes well, play it over and see how you would do it in the future. If you did it right, think, oh, I'll do this in the future again. Right? And if you did something wrong, you know how the best way, Revol Bazat Salah, was one of the great Bali Moser used to say, you should project yourself. Let's say you got upset at somebody or a situation, or you got frustrated, or you're in a bad mood and you didn't daven that day, you know, or you benched, right? You enjoyed a good meal, and then you bench, and 15 seconds are left. And you wake up, you get up after this meal. I said this is an unbelievable thing. Last week, Monday, oh my goodness. I had lunch with somebody last Monday. I would have had it apart, so it's not, you know, he was making me wait. So I said, Izzy, it's Rachmanis today. I had lunch with the person. It ended up being a 2-hour lunch. I pushed it. I don't know what happened. I was with a guy, you know, very intelligent, whatever type guy, not a person from Amakad. And I started 12. My wife called me a couple of times. I told her to call my wife back. I get calls. I was looking, and I look. I call. I pick up my phone. She called me a few times. You know, I was like, I'll call you back in a few minutes. I'm gonna go soon. It was 2 hours. I couldn't believe it. I don't go for 2-hour lunches. I don't have time for. Who has room time for a 2-hour lunch? I don't have time. I was fundraising. I was curious, but I had no time for 2 hours. I look at me. I'm like, oh my goodness. It's a very enjoyable lunch. I mean, time flew. Guy was a brilliant person, successful person. I'm telling you, I enjoyed lunch for 2 hours. I started a bench. I think I was like, here I am. I stopped myself in the middle of benching. All the time in the world. And then, benching, bam, right? And it's, you know, it's going to zoom it through. So, there have been times when I didn't catch myself in benching. And I bench. I think to myself, like, I really feel bad. That's honestly, like, you know, if I would be, benching, first of all, even if you can't appreciate the idea of thanking God and appreciating it, and it's the one bracha that's in the Torah, if anyone ever asks you, what's the bracha in the Torah? It's benching, right? Benching is the bracha in the Torah. I mean, if you don't even care about that, which is what you should care about, it's a skula for parnasa. It's a suspicious for health and for hatzlacha because you're thanking God. You know, sometimes I'll go quickly and I feel bad about, you know, and I set up for benching. So you know what I think to myself, I play it out in my head. Next time, even if I'm in a rush, I'm not in such a rush, because if I'm in such a rush, I would have been gone 20 minutes ago. Right? I'll bench in my head slowly. I'll slow down in my head and I'll play it over. You know, I like all parents, I mess up sometimes with my kids. So I'll and you know, kids is instantaneous, by the way. You know, adults, you can pause. You can put the pause button. You're also going to see this, you know, B'Shah Tova. Kids get older, it's not, they get, no, challenging, right? They don't I can get hit by like six at a time, like bam, bam, bam. So like, you know, you get, you, it go, you, so there's no question, every parent, part of being a parent is refinement, doing better, knowing the kid better. Like you said, but you know what, you don't just do the same stupid mistakes over and over, right? So one of the things that I will do is I'll think out it's something I have to plan out beforehand, so I'll do it beforehand. And if I mess up, I will think to myself, okay, next time, this is what I'll do. Next time, I will, and one of the ways to change is to play out in your head and do it. And if I did something right, I'll see myself doing that again, right? You'll look it over, doing it again. Now, this, by the way, on all big decisions, you shouldn't do this. But on small things, there's like, you know what this is? You know what Musr is? I once heard from a great mashgiach. Musr is like vitamins. You don't do it all day. If everyone's thinking this all day, you're going to go crazy. You jump off a roof. Right? There's a point in the day. You think over your life. You spend a few minutes. You audit your day. You analyze your day. And that's how a person becomes more successful and does better. I mean, you just... And also, I'll just tell you what happens. Because I know this. Because I had people come to my office this way. They are upset. Or things go wrong. Or they're angry. And instead of fixing the situation... They get caught in like a scratched record, you know. And so the energy you could have used to doing better with your children, with your marriage, your personal spirituality, in a million areas of life, in Hashem, if a person thinks out how to do it, puts the energy that way, they improve and they do better. So that's what Zahiris is. Shiyalafam zichun klamai. So your person thinks over Yishkol salamazasir mishkol. They went out. Should I really have done this? And should I really have done this? And if it's the case is no, play out in your head a couple of times how I would have done it and see yourself being successful. Envision success, right? A person should envision success, and that's like successful. Yes?
You just asked my question. About playing it over in your head and envisioning success. Because I'm thinking you can get in the rut the groove of playing it over in your head and feeling bad about it over and over again.
Right. But that's what people do. No, that's what people do. Yeah. I'm not even talking about OCD people.
Yeah.
That's what almost all people do.
Yeah.
They get upset and then they let it play off in their head. So let me give you an example. Let's say you're dealing with your kids and your kids are a little older, so you can appreciate it. They throw a temper tantrum. Okay. So you may think, oh, I should say something differently. Maybe not. Or it could just be like you see yourself remaining calm. Now you have you're cool, you're calm, because you lost your temper before. You know, you're cool, calm, and collected. And you play it out. Or I'll do sometimes. I had great teachers. Actually, I spoke to one of my rabbis today, Harav Shmuel Kamenetsky. I'm going to be in his office on Monday. Sometimes I'll think, like, what would Shmuel Kamenetsky do? What would this person do? Right? I'll think, like, I'll play out, like, I know what they would do. They wouldn't react in this way. So I'll play out in a way where I've seen people successfully do it. Right? It'll play out, you know, that vision. Like, if you're a mother, sometimes you have someone who you look at it and, oh, they're calm or they're great, and they're probably not really in real life, but they have some aspects of that. So you envision your success. Success does not mean always you get what you want. No one, that's setting yourself up for failure. Success means that you do what you could and you're supposed to do. And that's what success is. You do better even. Right? That's success. So it doesn't mean you get your kids to do what you want. Kids are not wind-up toys, right? Husbands are not wind-up toys, right? My wife is still working on me, right? And it's not wind-up, but you know what it is? You look how I can do better. What could I do? How could I redo it? And if you didn't do what you could be doing, you play it over in your head, right? And you play it over in your head. That's what it's here to look over our actions and our deeds. V'yishko, weigh them out. Hazeh liras mayesh bahem mara. Something's not good for me. Something's a bad habit or a bad trait or something I could do better. To get away with it. Right? If it doesn't work, don't keep doing the same thing. And if it's something good, do it again. Right? Do it. If something's bad, you should think over your head, what should I do? To distance yourself and to purify. I mentioned this last week. You know, it's not just, you know, often people, they do this when things go really wrong. Really, in life, our goal should be to do it really great. Everyone in this room, all you ladies who came on a Wednesday night, right? Fantastic. You could have been staying home, could have been relaxing, you could have been whatever, a million things. You came to a shir. So it's an unbelievable thing. It really, really is for a person to come to a shir to learn Torah, to do better. It's a desire for spirituality. It's a desire to get out of the house, but it's also a desire to do more. So when you're thinking about life, you know what? You can live life. Imagine the following thing. If your marriage is kacha kacha. What kacha kacha is stolen? It's not Russian. What's kacha kacha?
So-so,
right? It's really so-so, but it's good also. I like that. Your marriage is marriage is So, who wants their marriage to be Like, who wants their happiness?
It's worse than
What? It's worse than
Don't say this
what?
To Russians.
To Russians? Okay, I'll be careful. Who wants the relationship with Hashem to be Really, when you think about it, if you're a religious Jew, and you come to davening, it's You know, you come to Shabbos and it's that's sad. It really is a sad reality. A person should want their relationship to be, great. You should want your marriage to be, great. You should love being a parent. You know, people, this shul has had a couple of unbelievable babies coming late, right? I'm telling you, someone's told me they're very, very late. They're happy to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. They're a tough kid. Tough kid, they're happy to wake up in the morning. That doesn't mean it's not a normal reaction, but you should want to appreciate what you have. We should want to feel good. So when we're looking over our deeds, like if we're like kaka kaka, one should look over how we could do better. There's no magic bullets. It doesn't mean it happens overnight, but any improvement is huge. Any improvement is fantastic. If you could appreciate Shabbos more, if you could. My wife, is being this Thursday night call-in Did anyone call? You call in? Anyone call in to it? You call? To the Thursday night class? Yeah. Right? Some people call in. I mean, it's like about 10, 12, they call in. So my wife told me, she gave the class, she gained tremendously. It made her Shabbos better. It makes her Shabbos better. You know what that is? You have Shabbos, have it better. So some people it's not Shabbos. Some people it's dominating. Some people it's a different area. But you want to, even if you're not doing poorly, if you could do better, if you could be, you know, things going smoother, right? That's fantastic. That's huge. The Dabar Dino Chazal, our sages taught us, Noach Lai, La Adam Shlonivra, Yaisim Nivra. At some level, it would be better that almost anyone wasn't created, because there's a tremendous, this is coming from a certain prism, there's a tremendous obligation it has. But now that a person's created, Akshash Nivra Yifashash Bamayshav, the person should look over their deeds, what deeds should do, and you could think, Amar Yamash Mayshav, even their deeds, look over what you're doing better. It's, yeah, you're davening. Yeah, you're keeping Shabbos. But could you be doing those things better? The Tzir Sheshnei Lashonos, these two languages, Hem Shtei Azharas Toivos, these are two excellent and umu'ilos and beneficial ma'od things to exorcisms. Kinapishras v'maisin, looking over one's deeds, searching one's deeds. Ha'u l'achkor al klal ha'maisim u'lisbonim bo. Right? Look at the general reality, right? You know, a general reality. How am I doing? Right? Like I mentioned Meir Kach. Remember Meir Kach? Remember?
Yeah,
I mentioned it all back. He was the mayor of New York. He said, like, how am I doing? That was, he wants to walk around New York City. How am I doing? And he says, like, how am I doing? You don't ask people how you're doing, but like, you look weird, right? He was doing it as mayor. Someone comes up to me, how am I doing? I'm like, look like okay to me, but you know, at some level you would ask yourself, how am I doing? Right? How am I doing? You know, you want to look over. If you're an employee, how am I doing? How am I doing? So you want to look over generally, right? Generally, how am I doing? That's a pishrus for ma'isim. It's not a nimsa by ma'isim ashalayasu. I think that I shouldn't be doing. If you're an employee, listen. When I was younger, I played basketball. Right? I played for the basketball team. I put a lot of time into it when I was younger, for better or for worse. I was a mashugana. Pasha was a mashugana. I took it very seriously. So when I'd have a game, you know, I wouldn't drink soda because I would be careful what I eat for 2 days before, because I wanted to play well, right? So I haven't, you know, in life, if you want to do well, if you take your marriage seriously, if something's not going, you know, if everyone's going to marry, I'll pick a marriage today. Something's not doing well. Something's counterproductive. You know, I'll give you an example. I had a friend of mine, actually a friend of mine, who told me that his Rosh Hashiva, my brother-in-law actually told me this, his Rosh Hashiva was a big Rosh Hashiva, and he said that when his Rosh Hashiva used to stay up every Thursday, I think, and Friday nights, like something like a crazy thing, before he got married. There's a bachur, he'd stay up the whole night, sleep a little bit of the night, and go, and he would learn the whole night. When he got married, he was told by Rav Pam, who was Rosh Hashiva Torah Vadas, Rav Shneur Cutler with Rav Shiva Lakewood, you cannot do that anymore. You cannot do that anymore, because they said that when you're a bachar, you don't really have to answer it to anyone. You, on Shabbos, you go to sleep, you take a nap. When you're married, you cannot be edgy with your wife. So here you have a great thing. When you were single, when you were in yeshiva, this made you for the top boys in the yeshiva. You would stay up all night to learn Torah. Isn't that great? If you're in yeshiva, that's great. But you know what? When you're married, that same exact thing is actually counterproductive. That means to look over your actions, just because it even seems good, it's really good. It's a really good idea, right? Doesn't mean that it's good in marriage, right? Doesn't mean that. So you gotta look that over. Right? You could be doing something you do when you're single, and right now I shouldn't be doing that. Or there's something that you know I'm doing really well. I see, you know, when your husband came home, you're wearing makeup and a shaitel, and he said, "Wow, you look great." That's a symbol. When your husband says, "Wow, you look great," do it again. That should come to mind. Cha-ching. He says that. "Wow, you look great." You know, for some reason, when you weren't wearing makeup and you're wearing a snood and you're wearing pajamas, maybe he's a tzaddik and he said you look great. But if he doesn't say that and now he says you look great, that should be, maybe, and if he doesn't say anything, maybe it doesn't make a difference. Not all husbands care about that. You know, different strokes for different folks. You know when he says it's great when you make him breakfast. Fantastic. Wow, thank you so much. right? Or it's great that you call them at work. He really appreciates. Thank you so much for calling. So if anything like that, that's a symbol. Like, that's something to do. That's something that's appreciated. That's like a global thing. You think to yourself, like, that works. That's a good idea. That works. Oh, if I eat late at night, I'm cranky. So I don't do that. You know, you used to do that when you were single. Don't do that now, right? You know, and when you're a parent, there are other things that come. You know, when you're a parent, you have to change it. And there are people who, if they don't exercise, you know, are wrecks. So they have a lot of things to do, and they should exercise, right? They should go for a walk. They should exercise. So they could tell you, well, you know, I'm very busy in doing this active chesed, I'm doing this. But you know what happens? It throws them off in a million other areas. And so a person has to think, what works and what doesn't work? Those are general things, right? General things which are specific to you as an individual. Then after you do this, you peace with Shemaisim, who things you shouldn't do, Asher mitzvah Hashem v'chukav, ki kasher yimatzim eila yivarmel. You find something that's bad, there are men, they go on the internet, and every time they go on the internet, they end up in the wrong place. Every single time. I've had them in my office. I've heard the stories from others, right? Like, I'm not talking about, question. I'm talking about, bad. No details, right? Bad. So guess what? You better have a darn good filter. I mean, most people need to have the internet. You can't get on the internet if you don't have it. So get a filter. Don't use an excuse. No excuses, right? If you end up in the abyss, right? You know, then you cannot. You don't think it's going to change, right? If you there are certain people that whenever they are upset, whenever they're upset, they say stupid things, hurtful things. So you know what? If that's your case, you need to know that you cannot interact when you're like that. Period. There's a famous story. The Chafetz Chaim, the Meshech Chacham, was with the Gedolei Hador. They got into a vehement argument, disagreement about a very important thing for the Jewish people. Very, very important thing. And the Meshech Chacham strongly disagreed with the Chafetz Chaim. And in the middle of the conversation, he walked out of the room. And they walked out. Because he said he was going to scream the Chafetz Chaim. You know, like, he felt he was so off. And it was, you know, not just talking about themselves, they were talking about what's going to affect millions of Jews. So the Chafetz Chaim said, oh, he's a kohen. You know, Kohanim's awesome. Kohanim's known for, like, Gemara says they have anger. But you know what the Meshech Chacham did? He walked out of the room. He didn't continue the conversation. Right? A person, if you're the type of person who gets angry or sad or depressed or anxious, so you gotta know there are certain times you cannot do things. Because every time you do things in those moments, you will make critical errors. You can say things that are hurtful to people. You can do dumb things. Right? So you need to know that when you're like that, you're not doing anything stupid. That's it. You can't repeat the same thing over, right? You cannot do the same thing. So if a person comes to that crystallization, whenever I'm like this, right, you know, then I cannot do it. You know, there's a person who told me, I will not go to this person's house. Why? Because every time they go there, they hear Lashon Hara. So fine, but don't go there. You're absolutely right, don't go there. And some people, when they go to someone's house, they get angry because they like the food. You don't have to go to people's houses. If it's negative, if mom is negative for you, don't do it. If you end up speaking Lashon Hara at the table, right, then don't go to that. Why would you go to a place where you know you don't speak Lashon Hara? Why, if you get angry, and every time you get angry, you say hurtful things? Don't get into these conversations when you're angry. You need to figure out a way how to get out of it, right? A person cannot repeat the same things over and over, right? A person will need, so you look at the general things. If this doesn't work, what should I do? How should I deal with it? The mishmash is to look over. Is there some improper thing I could do better? Is a chelik ra, something which is still negative, which it does. Or is it like a person who goes, who looks at a bag, looks at a garment, they look at the quality. Right before they buy it, they look it over. Right before you buy a house, you look at it. Cabinets. You go over the guy, buy a car. Live chayin. I tell you about chazakos. Is it good quality? Is it poor quality? Is it strong? Can you imagine the person should look over these the same way? How's the engine run? Right, the tires good? Has the ignition? Right. So too over our deeds. to look at the nature with the most rigorous examination, until it's done in the best possible way. Right? Otherwise, what happens is you become an Orthodox Jew. Being an Orthodox Jew is the best and the worst thing in the world. The best and the worst thing in the world. The best thing in the world is you're following Hashem's Torah, beautiful. The worst thing in this world is it's like you become a sociological fact. I bench, oh, I'm good. I daven, I'm good. I keep Shabbos, I'm good. So you're religious. I'm religious. Person religious. There's no focus on how you bench. There's no focus on how you keep Shabbos. There's no focus on how you learn. It's all you've done it. I've made it. I'm keeping Shabbos and kosher. I'm doing all these things. Right? There's no litmus test of doing better. Right. So that's a terrible thing. Now I mentioned a story about a chassid guy I knew. He was the worst guy. He thought he dressed like a chassid. He can do whatever he wants. You know, because I dress like a chassid. And there are plenty of chassidim who are tzaddikim. Really good people. Really righteous people. Right? But a person has to be able to look into themselves and see, you know, what they could be doing and how they do it. And how they do it. And if it's things they can do even better. Just don't say, I keep Shabbos and kosher. You know, I go to the mikvah. You know, I don't go to the mikvah. Oh, actually, I do go to the mikvah. Before Shabbos. I do this mitzvah. No, if a person could do things better, that's what they should do. If you do things happier, more efficient, more carefully, that's what one should do. Again, and I just want to stress, and this is all your fault, Ms. Korea. It would say scary. Mussar is like weightlifting, right? It's really like weightlifting. Right? You lift weights. Anyone lift weights here? Is it stolen? Do you lift weights? Lift weights? So how do you lift weights? If you have a dumbbell that's too big, what happens if you try to lift it?
Hurt yourself.
So what's the real weightlifter do?
Use a smaller weight.
So you do reps and you build yourself up, right? That's what muscle is. You do enough reps, you get to the next level, and that's where you go. You go too far too fast. You actually it's counterproductive. It's hurtful. Right? So you have to do it. You know, you pick it and do enough reps, and you go on to the next level. But the stupid thing is. Person walks in the gym, they try to pick a big dumbbell, a huge dumbbell, 200-pound dumbbell, they can't pick it up, and they walk out. Forget about it. It's not for me. I can't do it. No, a smart person they can't do 200 pounds, they can't do 100 pounds, they can't even do 50 pounds. They take a 20-pound dumbbell, and they go over and over and over again, and they work this up, and they get to 30 pounds, they get to 40 pounds, and they end up in good shape. They end up with some muscle tone, they end up strong, right? Much of the same way, your person works on themselves, you know, according to their level, according to who they are, and they do enough reps or something, and they go on to the next level. If you look at the 200-pound dumbbell, then everything seems impossible, right? You cannot go to the gym and be successful. So Musar Lahavdil is about taking the weights on our level, doing reps, and advancing. Not coasting, but actually advancing. Klal Davar. The bottom line is for a person to have zahiris, which is vigilance, over our deeds. Ma'ayin al ma'isiv kula. Person should analyze their deeds. Mefakeach al kol drachav, and to look over our ways. Shlo v'haniach la'atzmo hergo ra umidra. This person should not come to a bad habit, a bad character traits. Kol shekein avera u'pesha. Certainly, that person should not get into a lifestyle where they're consistently sitting in an area because they haven't looked it over. Because they either became negligent or they became stuck in a rut. Where they cannot get out, right? Or they don't want to get out, or they're in. All persons look over every day. Like people, merchants, business people. You have a business, you look over. It's like, you listen to some of these people in high tech firms doing. The company is constantly auditing itself. Is our product good? Are we doing better, right? Otherwise, anyone ever hear of Atari? Commodore?
Yeah.
Love Hashalom? Right, some of things.
Hey, the WAN computer?
What?
Also the WAN computer.
The WANG? Right, you can see the computer museums.
Yeah.
Right? Once upon a time, these were the top of the field. You don't get ahead. There are people, businesses are going ahead. So companies are looking over. You have business, you look over. Let me ask you a question. Pars, I'm not talking about the deli. It's going to come soon, right? Pesach, do you keep a tab of what sells and what doesn't sell?
Kind of.
If you buy a product which no one buys, you buy the next year?
No.
No, right? You don't buy the same thing. Nobody buys this product. You'll be crazy to buy the next year. If you're in a store, you want to make sure what sells, what goes, what spoils, what companies deliver, what works, right? That's how companies work, right? Like Skarim, people in business, they think over what clients do, how you get it. If you're in advertising, you see where you get business from. You don't advertise in a place over and over and over again that you get no revenue. So just like Skarim Hagdol Shel Yofal Shel Tamam, it's going to look over their operations. Laman lo yiskalkalu, that they should not break down. They dedicate. Every good business, every good company has dedicated times to evaluate the business, to look over it. Shlo yamishkol arai, that their evaluation passes. And sometimes, by the way, you know what companies do? What they have? Retreats. Now, what's the point of a retreat in a company? So it's part of it's to bond the company. Part of it's to think outside the box. Like, how could we be doing better? What could we be doing? And sometimes we all need that, by the way. Sometimes the retreat is the person, the Hasidim used to go into the forest, the Balei Mussar would go into the forest. That was Heshi, goes into the forest. That's a retreat. You look over, you reboot. Like, you think differently in different places sometimes. You have a retreat. Whatever it is, a person, you can't do things over and, not think about it. But it's well invested time. It's a good investment of time. It's worth the effort and time. Shlo yimishkalo arai, so it shouldn't be like haphazard. Because right? You don't dedicate time to it. It's on a fling, then you're not really gonna, nothing's gonna really work. Put it a set time. Ki rav hatoloda, their benefits are immense. The benefits are great. It's huge. It's fantastic. What is it? Like I mentioned, I will walk home tonight. Actually, not my car. I'm stuck. I forgot about this. So I won't walk home. I'm gonna go out. I'll drive home. I'll walk around the block. I'll think about my day. I don't walk around all day thinking I'll walk into a wall, whatever. But a person spends time. You think about your life. You evaluate what we can do. It's a good investment of time. The dividends are tremendous. And first of all, we come to self-knowledge. Self-knowledge is worth a tremendous amount. The more we understand what makes ourselves tick, the more we understand what makes us happy, the more we understand what's good for us and what's bad for us, the better decisions we make immediately. And more than that, it will improve what we do, how we do it, and who we deal with. It will improve our relationships if we deal with it correctly. That's huge. It will improve our happiness if we deal with it correctly. Because when you make the same mistakes or make mistakes, it's not a great feeling. Getting angry, making dumb mistakes, not having a kacha, relationship with your spouse, having an relationship with Hashem is not great. It doesn't make you feel good. It's not a wonderful feeling. Like, how are you doing today? I'm feeling I feel exciting. You feel It's not even inspiring. Are you inspired by people who feel? I'm gonna ask a Russian. You're Russian. Also. Are you inspired? You hear someone say, "How's that school?" I want to send my child. I say, "Is that when you send me to school?" I want to go place for vacation. How's it? Does anyone go for vacation every year? Nobody wants to go to those places. Well, no one wants to be around an person, and you don't want to be around yourself if you're an person. You want to be around yourself if things are going well, things are doing smooth. And the best way to have that, listen, all of life is about having days. So you can't avoid days. Days is part of life. Some days are just the dark days are gloomy. It's part of life. Life is not like this. But your general course of action should be one of happiness, one of growth, one of doing better. And by the way, even if you don't do well, if you feel like you're improving, you feel good about yourself. You feel good about the world. When you see improvement in anything, I can tell my kids that if you feel like you're doing better, you feel great. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. You know what? It's improvement is a spark of divinity. It's a spark of doing more, of doing more. That's what humans are all about. The Chazal, our sages, taught us the tremendous importance of having reflection, self-analysis. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that they would say the Moshlim are the poets. Bo'u Cheshbon. Right, you should come to Cheshbon, which was literally was based on a pasuk by Og, right? By Sichon. So Bo Cheshbon, Al Ken Yom Ramoshu Miyitzon, people who rule over their own difficulties, their own Yitzharas, They say, Bo v'nachshav chashbono shel olam. Hefse mitzvah k'negatzchah. They look over. What do I gain by things? What do I really gain? You know, I mentioned this story once. A girl told me that she had to dress provocatively because she was in a certain company where that was the expectation. And she felt a tremendous pressure to dress that way. For that was the dress of all the ladies. She didn't want to be a Puritan in that place. And she, you know, so you think about it. Like, you start weighing out, like, you know, there's pressures in life. Think about what you get for the smaller people. Sell their souls in a million ways, right? They sell their principles. They sell who they are. There are people, you know, who make such foolish decisions which they regret afterwards because they lose perspective, right? So, okay, yomru hamayishlam. What's the hefset of a mitzvah? Keneged schar uschar aveira. Keneged, and the reward for an aveira keneged hefseta. Because this is the most important advice. It's a little bit, it reiterates here, but it's an important thing. You don't hear this every day. About the importance of investing time to self-reflection. I many years ago, I used to know when I was younger, and you're younger, you're a little bit more insecure, and you have to be with the fellas. So I used to always, when you be in yeshiva, you go, oh, who's going to town? Let me make sure who's going to come with me. You know, who's going to tell you? Know, you gotta go with somebody. You know what I mean? When you're 16 or 17 or 18 years old, you don't even walk in the street by yourself. God forbid. So, who's coming? So I once saw that Rav Volbe said the best time is when you're by yourself. Do the thing. I once went to her shoes. Zelig Epstein of Blessed Memory just told me, the best walks are when you don't talk. You just think. You know, and that's important to talk and have friendships and relationships. All. It's important to do that as well. There's something about not going with somebody, something about being with yourself. Something in a healthy way, when you're looking at life and thinking what you can do better, dreaming in your life, having visions for yourself, thinking of what I would like to be, how I could be do better. You know who's successful in beating their own Yetzirah? Because each one of us have a specific Yetzirah to ourselves. We all have our own tests and challenges, tribulations, and the Yetzirah, as the Zohar says, wants us to be successful. Right? Even though it will test us to the core, the Yetzirah at some level is there to allow us to beat him. But who was successful mainly Yetzirah? Who could tell us how to be successful? The sages. There are people who beat the Yetzirah. They know the trick of how to beat it. Right? Don't listen to a person who's following their Yetzirah. They can't tell you how to be successful. Some psychologists is going to give you advice. There's many great, wonderful psychologists, and they do a lot of good job. And I've sent people to psychologists, but you know, for certain focused areas, you know, they're not going to tell you how to beat your Yetzirah. They may have to tell you how to be successful in a certain area of life that person has in, but you know. They themselves have their messed up life. You know, I was once saying, a psychologist to his credit once called me that he had a client who I knew, actually the person was from somewhere northern in California. They asked me to meet with him for lunch. So fine, I met with him for lunch. This was a Jerusalem Bar and Grill of Blessed Memory. So I meet with the guy, and the guy starts talking about his life. We spoke for like an hour. He was actually a very capable guy. Very capable guy. But like when he was in the conversation, I heard a little bit of his life. He himself was messed up. Thinking to myself, like, he's messed up. Like for the thing he had to do, he was fine. But I'm going to... This is the person who's going to be leading you to the promised land. He's not going to lead you to the promised land. He was helpful. If a person has a certain condition, he's wonderful. Great. But who if you want to beat the Yetzirah, and again, I'm all for... This is being taped. I want to make it clear. There are many therapists who actually have B3 Yetzirah. My mother-in-law is a therapist. She's a great lady, right? And I know many psychologists who are fantastic. But that's not because they're psychologists. Because they're people who are worked on developed individuals. Besides that, you know, whether you're a social worker or a therapist or a psychiatrist, you know, they may or may not be great. I mean, they can help be helpful. So I think like doctors. Some doctors are great and some doctors are not great, right? So, I mean, who's going to help a person B3 Yetzirah? A person is still, they're blinded to an extent. Sheesh Lafanav Mikshal Svein in a race oiso. Gumasha Amru Chazal, Tashis Choyshech, Vialila. You make darkness. At some level, this world is compared to night. But here's the thing. Hashem puts us in this world, every one of us, to be successful. Every one of us has a tremendous opportunity in this world to be successful. And success is by being the people who we could and should be. The most important way that we could be successful, the starting point for us to be successful, is A, learning a work like this, which actually empowers us to do what we need to do, but B, to spend time looking at the things that we do, analyzing the things we do, giving time to things we do, not being discouraged, but by using that time to improve. If we do that, our life will be richer, better, and more successful. Hold there. Thank you.